Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, David, and thank you for tuning in live with Relationship Night, Wednesday Relationship Night, and I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. Oh, God bless you all that are on the switchboard and those that are listening via internet. I thank God for you all being with me on this hour. If you're joining me for the first time, my name is Prophetess Ellen Bynum. So I'm very happy on this hour. I love Relationship Nights. If you would like to receive your prophecy concerning a particular relationship, you can do so by dialing area code 347-884-9664. But our Relationship Night scenario question is as following. Can people see the vision but not understand the assignment? Can people see the vision and not understand the assignment? What I would like to do when I do open up the phone line, I would first like to deal with that question, and then immediately following after that, as the Lord leads, we can begin your prophecy concerning a relationship. God bless. I see 478 came back. God bless you. 904-832 and 347. God bless you all. Let's see. Let me just start off saying this, and then I'll open up the line. First area code 478. Only God can give us the vision. Only God can give us the vision. If you do not have a vision, then the prophet is telling you that you have to ask God for the vision. Can God show the vision to your leader, to your pastor, to your friends, to your mother, to your husband, to your brother? God can do whatever he chooses to do, but we still have to go to him for the vision. So let me just open up the phone lines first to area code 478. It's not necessarily that you have to mention your name. Let's deal with the question first. Can people see the vision but not understand the assignment? God bless you, area code 478. As soon as I get you live here, somehow we'll get you here. All right, well, just bear with me, work with me. As I'm working on the switchboard, and what I'm going to do is, as always, just keep talking until I get that back up and running the way that I want it to be, so that I can be able to open up the lines to you all. Not only do we have to go to God for the vision, but we have to be faithful in asking God for that vision. Area code 478, I think I got you. God bless you. How are you?
Hi, God bless you too. I'm well, and yourself?
Yes, yes. How would you answer our scenario, our relationship scenario question? Can people see the vision but not understand the assignment?
Yes.
Okay, can you bless us with something? The listeners that are listening?
Oh, well, yeah, as it relates to my experience, the vision was that God brought my mother and father together to make me. But what I didn't see, that the lesson he wanted me to learn, was that when my dad walked away, to learn to be independent for myself and not depend on somebody else to love me.
Wow. That's very deep. And I just want to add to that, it's very important that the assignment is the process. The assignment is what we have to go through to get where God needs us to be in order to understand and see the vision fully. That's wonderful. God bless you. Is there a relationship question you have on this evening? A comment, concern? Yes, talk to the prophet.
What were you saying? I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, that's okay. Is there a question regarding to relationship you have on this evening you would like to ask me? You may do so at this time.
I cannot see clearly the relationship that I have with this guy named Ricky because I am emotionally involved in it.
Okay, now I'm going to stop you. and I'm going to give it to you raw because I love you. The Bible said God chastised those whom he loves. Ricky's not into you. You're giving more into Ricky than you're receiving from him.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky does not know who he is right now. I did it on purpose. He doesn't understand who he is, what he is meant for, and he is in another world, but not your world, where you at with him. How long you guys have been seeing each other?
We met each other last June of last year. And I wasn't into him. He was chasing me, so.
Well.
So I finally gave in.
Okay. See, I'm going to say something when you mention the word chase. Sometimes when someone chases and we give in, we open other doors in the relationship. Once those doors is open, what we get into can either be for our good or can either harm us. I don't mean in a physical way, and I don't mean in a spiritual way, but I'm speaking in regards to the relationship itself. I don't see any marriage or anything like that with Ricky. I don't see a future with Ricky. Can Ricky be someone that you keep in your company and know for a long time? Yes, long you're willing to put up with him, Ricky will be there. But I don't see him as God being the chosen one that he is calling into your life right now. Because right now where Ricky's at, his mind, you both are on two different levels, mentally and spiritually.
Okay.
I'm going to say this to you. When I deal with situations like this, I want you to take God's own word back to him and ask God to give you strength so that you can be able to see and understand where God is taking you. Because if God has not shown you the vision, there's not an assignment. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
If God has not, this is for the listeners too. If God has not shown you a vision, there's not an assignment yet. And I want you to keep that. And I want you to stay with the show. I don't want you to hang up, and I'm going to tell you why. Because sometimes in the process of the show, God can speak other words concerning you. If you're not in the switchboard, you can't receive that revelation.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're able to say what they say. But if not, I'm still going to love you, okay?
Okay. I'm able to stay. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. And God bless you.
You too.
Okay. God bless you, area code 904. I'm going to talk to you this evening. How are you? Okay, great. I have not spoke to you in a long time.
It's been a couple of weeks.
Okay, but I thank God for you calling into the show. What do you think about our relationship scenario question? Can people see the vision but not understand the assignment?
I do believe so. You know, and I was trying to know how to answer that. And I'm still not sure how it accepts to say that. You gotta, move in it and have faith. And just, faith is at work instead. So
You have me on speaker? You have me on speaker, 904? You have me on speaker because I get a lot of feedback. I'm getting a lot of feedback from you. All right, I'm going to come back to you 904. I only just did that because I'm very strict and firm when the Spirit of God is moving. I don't want any interruption. I am going to open the lines back up to you and let you finish off what you were saying. Every code 904, you there now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can you hear me better?
All right. Yes, I can. God bless you. You can finish.
I was saying, yes, you can have the vision. We got understanding the assignment that you have to move in and have faith in that vision.
Amen.
So while you're moving, God is working behind the scenes to make things happen.
Yes. And you know what? It's just funny, not physically funny, but it's this expression that you would say that because a lot of times, we see the vision, but a lot of times we think we have the whole picture. and that's not the case. You know, the assignment
right.
is the process, as I told the other caller.
Right.
The assignment is the process. Wow, thank God. Well, you know what? You're always a blessing. Every one of you always a blessing here for the show, and I'm sure that somebody that's listening is getting excellent feedback from you also. Did you have any relationship questions that you wanted to ask me tonight?
No, not tonight.
Okay. Well, you know, as always, please stay with us, and I thank God for you as well, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless Eric Code 904. I tell you, I'll just be patient with me. My switchboard kind of disappeared. 904, you're still live, so I'm still asking if you just can just be silent for a couple of seconds until I can get you off the air, if possible. I want to say this in regards to the relationship questions. The Lord gave me Joseph. Okay, God bless you, Erico 904. Let's see if I can get you off live. Nope, I didn't get you off live yet. But I'm just going to go ahead. Just keep it mindful that you are live on the show until I can disconnect with you. The Lord actually brought Joseph, the biblical story, I should say, about Joseph. If you all want to read it, Genesis chapter 37. Joseph has this dream that he shared with his brothers, and eventually Joseph had another dream where he shared. Okay, I got you off 904. Okay, you could do whatever you want to do. You're not live. I love you. And let me get back to Joseph. Joseph shares his dream with his brothers about how in his dream that God showed him this vision of this bundle of wheat that Joseph and his brother was working in the field all tied up. And Joseph was showing how the brother's bundle of wheat was actually bowing down to him. Then on another occasion, God comes back to Joseph again in the dream and shows him another vision of the sun and I think the moon and 11 stars where they were bowing down to him. But nevertheless, this made Joseph's brothers even hated him even more. And even the father actually rebuked Joseph. He even told Joseph, what is this about this dream you're telling me? You're trying to tell me, and I'm just paraphrasing in my own words, you're trying to tell me and your mother and your brother's actually going to come and bow down to him? Well, the problem with Joseph and this dream that God shows Joseph the vision, and I want to help somebody. God will deal with the vision in the areas that you are familiar with. Okay, well, prophetess, how can you say that? God deals with Joseph's dream in the area of familiarity, meaning that Joseph was familiar with the bundles of wheat because that was the task, that was the job that Joseph and his brothers was doing and his father was doing in the field. The problem with Joseph speaking about the vision that he had in the dream to his brothers, it was premature. Okay, what are you trying to tell me, prophetess? You cannot speak of the vision if you don't have the vision. Joseph already had the vision spiritually by God when God showed him the vision. The problem was it wasn't the time nor the season to mention the vision. Okay, what are you saying, prophetess? Not everybody is going to be happy about the dream. Not everybody's going to be happy about the vision that's in the dream. Because if you go further on down into Genesis chapter 37, you'll see where Joseph's brother sold Joseph to slavery because they hated him so much. Because Joseph had a coat that was given by his father of many colors. So what am I trying to say? a lot of times we feel that because God has given us the vision, we can go ahead with the assignment. No, he told Habakkuk in Habakkuk chapter 2, I think verse 2, well, let's just say Habakkuk chapter 2, where he told him to write the vision and make it plain. I'm paraphrasing in my own words. Write the vision and make it plain so others who will see it will run. Well, if I could just break that down into little words, and I'll get back to the switchboard, is that here God is saying, be so quick about the vision. Because, see, a lot of times we want to write the vision in our mind. No, write the vision down. See, one thing about writing is almost like a practice of the vision. It helps you to clearly remember and understand the vision. Well, why did God want him to write it down? Because the vision just didn't involve Habakkuk. It involved the people. Okay? So this is where Joseph messed up heads. See, he spoke of himself. Now, it was a true vision because they end up bowing down to Joseph because of his authority and rank that God had placed him, had elevated Joseph to. But the problem with the vision is that when you don't write it down and make it clear, someone else can come and assume or go under the assumption of the vision. And that's what happened with Joseph's brothers because they became furious. They actually hated him because, I mean, how would you feel if I tell you this time next year you're going to bow down to me? You probably say, yeah, what? Okay, Papa, you keep on waiting. The only person I'm going to bow down to is Jesus. Or you might be like King Nebuchadnezzar and got your own golden image, and you might bow down to that. But nevertheless, the vision was not just for Habakkuk. The vision is not just for you, because who's ever involved with you in that season is part of the vision. Let me open up the phone lines, too. Let's see. I'm just randomly today open up the phone line. Let's see what area code 832 has to say. Area code 832, God bless you. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
What can you bless us with? Can people see the vision and not understand the assignment?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
I would say it like this. We can see the vision that God gave up, but sometimes we don't understand and we don't know how to go by doing it because we're not fully listening to what he is saying to us. And if God do not show us a vision, that means we don't have a vision. Sometimes we want the best relationship it is, but we sometimes step ourselves in too deep and we just go in all the way without thinking. Without getting the understanding of the relationship. There's a whole lot of relationships. There could be a good relationship, a bad relationship, a relationship could be beautiful. But you have to have a vision, and you have to know which way to go. Let the Lord guide you in this relationship, because, you know, a relationship is not just jumping in. You got to work hard with this relationship. But if you got God and he leading you and he guide you, sometimes we get a relationship with guys and people that God don't even want us with them. But no matter what, we want to be with them. So if you want to do what you want to do, it's not going to ever work out. But if you do what the Lord said do, then you always know how to go by working with your relationship, with your loved one, with your family, with your sister, your brother, mother, father, you know, and so forth on, because I have been in a bad relationship. But to get through that, I prayed and I had God to guide me through that relationship. And he did that, and I thank God for that. Because we always sometimes don't get into a good relationship. Sometimes a relationship is not for us, but we still want it. But when you want something, you won't. Then you're going to do what you want to do to get it, and that's not the right way to go about doing it.
And that is so true, and God bless you, and I thank you for blessing us with that. Before I even take you live off the air, was there anything that you want to ask me in regards to relationship on this night.
Yes, well, so yes, it does. And thank God he showed you in a relationship. You know, I'd be more willing to listen, and I'm always willing to listen.
Right, but is there anything specifically you need to know?
Well,
now is the time.
This moment, okay, I feel like this. Sometime with a relationship, I do this with the kids sometime, with them sometime. Sometimes you think you're doing the best thing for them, and sometimes it's not the best thing. And I would like to know, sometimes I might be wrong. I'm not always right, and I'm not too big a person to say that. But I know I try to do the best I can, but I know I always pray before I try to do anything to make sure it does come out right, but sometimes it doesn't come out right. But you know what? I learned to take your advice, and I just sometimes just pray over, just walk away, and I think sometimes that's the best thing to do, to walk away.
Okay, this is what I'm going to
do.
Yes. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm mm-hmm. explaining it so you know what I'm doing. I'm actually mm-hmm. going to take you off the air because I feel a pain in your heart, okay? And I don't want to put you on a spot like that, you know, and if whatever you need to do, you can do it in your own privacy, and you don't have to be live like that. And I'm saying that for you for a reason, and I'm going to continue to talk, and I thank God for blessing us with our input. What needs to happen, and I feel your pain, you have to let go. Your letting go has been your hindrance. Your not letting go has been the death sentences to your marriages and relationships. By not letting go, kept that spirit on you. By not letting go, has placed you now to where I believe now you can say, Lord, I surrender. Now, I want everybody to understand what I'm about to say, and I don't want nobody to get this twisted. One of the worst encounters of a relationship you can have is with your family members. And it's a very sad thing to say. I'm not saying everybody's family is mean, bad, or whatever. I'm just saying some of the worst relationship encounter can be with your family, meaning the people you truly love is the one that will screw you over or the one that don't have no respect for you. And this is for you, area code 832. You have to make up your mind whether it's for this house, meaning your house, your temple, going to serve the Lord. Because not everybody that's DNA through physical blood may be our family members, but meaning not everybody in our family is not DNA in the kingdom of God's family. And God strictly told us those that is outside in the world is not going to understand the word. That's why the outside world need people like us, so that they can see Christ, that they can understand who he is. It's time to let go. Because guess what? You can't change neither one. Anybody in your family. You can't change them. They done made up their minds that this is what they want to do. Why should you have to go to hell with them when you're serving a God that loves you and you're serving a God that loves them and they don't even know it yet? So if I have to just say one thing to you, fly, fly, baby, and don't look back. Fly. Fly like an eagle, and don't look back. You know, I want to say this, and I love you, and I would never tell you anything to hurt you, and I feel your heart. Sometimes you need to cry, because that's where God gets our greatest attention. When we're in a worst position, he's right there for us. What I want to say is that we all have an assignment from God. Once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, once we become in the family, the kingdom of God, we all are on assignment in life. And we have to begin to recognize God's given assignment. Otherwise, we have to keep in mind that some might even challenge us, like they challenged Joseph. Joseph's brother and them was crazy. They did some crazy things. You know, I'm sitting here laughing, but it's not really funny. But the extreme and that their brothers went to challenge him, you know, was like, it was just like crazy. They dipped his coat that the father gave in blood and ran home and said, "Dad, guess what? He was eaten by animals." Joseph wasn't eaten by no animals. But anyway, when we all accepted into the kingdom of God, you know, we all are called to assignment. I like where, if I look at the perspective of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and you all can read that, you know, it tells us really clearly that God has already prepared the path and which he has already prepared us to do good work. And that is the assignment. The assignment is good work. The worst thing that can happen is to see the vision and never carry out the assignment. And I know too many people have left this world dying with the vision. That's one thing you don't want to do, die with the vision. And too many people have died with the vision spiritually and physically. See, when we get to the point that we love our children, we love our husband, we love our wife, we love our significant other greater than God, he has a problem with it. Because all this thing here is so that he can get the glory. And a lot of times we take that glory away by putting a man or a woman before that. And we have to be faithful in the things of God. When somebody said, "Well, look, I ain't getting no vision yet." Are you faithful? Why do you think God going to show you something and you're not faithful? Okay, well, prophetess, God does still show. Yes, God still shows vision. It could be vision of warning, a vision of love, a vision of acceptance, vision of finance. It could be vision of anything. But our faithfulness is still important because it's going to take our faithfulness to understand the vision. All right, let me just open up the phone line to area code 347. If you're not able to speak, if you just stay quiet, that'll let me know that you're not able to talk. But I didn't want to leave without asking the question, can we see the vision and not understand the assignment?
Yes, good afternoon, we can. But a lot of times, we're not in the right frame of mind to receive the vision. But the vision has been given. Even in a dream, you will have a dream and wake up and say, "I had this dream, but I don't understand it." I used to hear my grandmother say, "By and by, when the morning comes, that dream, the vision you had in that dream will come to pass, and you can relate your mind back to that dream." You know, and when we want the vision from a prophecy, we don't want to hear anything negative or anything bad. If it ain't all good, then we feel like, "Oh, she don't know what you're talking about. I don't buy that." Yes, you did buy, but you didn't receive it. God gave it to you, but you just didn't receive it because it wasn't what you want to hear. Every vision ain't going to be what you want to hear. It's what God has given you for you to help you. In the long run, it would be just that if you accept the vision of God. But you got to be in the right frame of mind, that be in the Word of God, pray daily, and give it to God. When you give it to him, don't take it back. And I
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you too, and thank you so much, Erico 347. Let me just say this with 14 seconds left in the show. If we go back to Joseph, God's assignment was still carried out, and all of the plan and promises that God had for him was lived out. But look what it cost him. And see, disobedience can put us in a place away from God, but yet he's there. Thank you, Father. God showed me when the three Hebrew men was in the fiery furnace that King Nebuchadnezzar had told them in, God was already there. Why? I could say God was there. God had already protected them for the fire. That's why they didn't burn. But even though that Joseph releasing a premature word the fourth time caused him to be sold in slavery, but that's the time that I believe that God used to have Joseph to be in a position of being more obedient. Okay, look, it's juicy, it's good. God bless you all. 478, I see you stayed, 904-832-347, and 919, and all those that's in the switchboard, those that are listening via internet. This was definitely good meat. I thank God for it. I mean, we could just go on and on and on. But again, if you get a chance, read Genesis chapter 37. I mean, it's an awesome story. I mean, them brothers was crazy. They did some crazy stuff. And it reminds us even about our loved ones. We love them, but sometimes people are so crazy. But we still got to love them and pray for them. God bless you all. Make sure you tune in live on Friday. We will have prophecy night. And again, if you want to talk to me or send me a message, you can do so at facebook.com, First Lady Prophetess Ellen Bynum. And God bless you all.